Hello. Today we're going to start part three of Fifth House Libra. All right. We've already identified the strongest vibrations. We've went really in depth with this chart, which I enjoy going in depth in any astrology chart. Today I want to present Tarot, Kabbalah, a 32 Paths of Wisdom, how tarot and astrology actually coincide together. It may seem like we're getting a little off track today because this is kind of, I don't want to say advanced topics when we present tarot and Kabbalah with astrology, because they all work together. They all coincide together. I've spent a lot of time with all these spiritual modalities, and my goal is to just present the symbols. Okay. They have meanings, attributions with these symbols, and that way we can relate these meanings to our own personal experiences. This will stir up feelings and emotions, and that's when shifts begin to happen from within us, and we continue to grow and evolve our consciousness while expanding our awareness. So let's get started. Here we go. Now, yesterday I had the wrong astrology chart for the second strongest vibration, 305th, 305th vibe, strategic opportunistic action. All right, so I quickly want to just go over this vibration and then we'll get into tarot. Now, 12 degree harmonic orb. Over here, we have a midpoint that's being created by the Sun, Moon, and Neptune, right? In Taurus, third house. Now, it looks like it may seem surprising that this is the second strongest vibration for this fifth house Libra. But there's a lot of aspects down here, a lot of soft aspects. It's almost like there's a collection of really good relationships with harmony, talent, unrestricted flow. There's a lot of skill sets that are in these relationships that all these planets are connecting this individual with on a inner world subjective dynamic. Okay. While at the same time, there are two square aspects with the Moon, Venus, and Mars that are providing conflict for these skills to grow. Okay. Opportunity. It's creating opportunities for these gifts, for the individual, for you to see the door and walk through it. And the motivating factor will be Mars and Venus, which we can see that Jupiter is also squared with your moon and Venus in this vibration, and it's gonna provide the growth aspect. It's gonna emanate the growth, which will cause the conflict to come. And then, well, this is the pattern that I see. All right, let's read the characteristics of the 305th vibration. All right. Ability to seize opportunities with precision after overcoming a challenge. And there's the conflict that I was trying to explain just by looking at the squares coming from Mars and Venus. All right. See the door. You just have to walk through it. You have a lot of support down here with these relationships of all the planets on the subjective plane. Thrives on resilience and confidence, is fueled by being adaptable and to have the innate sense of timing with knowing when to push forward and when to hold back. Excels in high-stake environments where bold decisions and quick thinking lead to success. Embodies the force of momentum, vision, and the drive to transform challenges into lasting environments. Embodies the energy of vision, imagination, expansive thought, inspiration, insight, and poetic dimensions of truth. Ideas flow from both logic and feeling, which weaves personal and universal teachings meant to be awakened. All right, that's sort of straightforward on how this vibration will bring the skill set of being strategical when you take action. Okay. Now, let's move on to tarot. All right. We talked about your first vibration yesterday. I mean, excuse me, your strongest vibration, 269. And today we're going to go through all your strongest vibrations and see how tarot, which is a symbol that will allow your consciousness to wrap around, all right, and your subconscious will be able to respond to this symbol. Instead of having the number of the vibration, 269th. What if we use the minor arcana? Okay. And each vibration has a minor arcana assigned to it because of the decanets within the astrology wheel. Each decanet has the appointed tarot key, or of the minor arcana. And I'll give an example on the next slide, but just know for now that the Seven of Wands is assigned to your 269th vibration. And some meanings that are derived from the Seven of Wands is embodies the essence of courage, determination, and the will to stand firm against opposition. Okay. Relies on inner strength and assertiveness, urging individuals to defend their positions and beliefs with confidence and integrity. Accepts challenges and reassures that success is achievable through perseverance and spirit. Great endurance and strong desire to obtain victory, but be aware of potential burnout. What does this seem? What type of energy does this seem like? Seems like Mars energy, right? The reason why it's Mars energy is because the third decanet in Leo is assigned to Mars. All right. This is a strength card, Lord of Valor. We'll also see this circle over here, seven, Netzach, victory, Venus symbol. This is a Sephiroth that's off the Tree of Life, the Kabbalah Tree of Life. And so the relationship would be nothing more than the Seven of Wands, the seventh Sephiroth. Okay. Let's look at the Tree of Life and then that'll be a little more clear. One more thing. Let's see. All right. So The third decanat of Leo, which would be between 20 and 30 degrees. So we can see that this 269th vibration is over here. Okay, seven of wands. This orb can be affiliated with the seven of wands. All right. And let's try that. I wanted to show you that first. I debated on showing this to you first, but I wanted to show you that previous slide first. But now I'm going to explain the decanats and the minor arcana and how they all work together. We can see that the first decanat, which is 10 degrees Aries, is assigned the Two of Wands. The second decanat of Aries is 11 degrees to 20 degrees, which is the Three of Wands. And then the third decanat of, we got one, two, the third decanat of Aries is 21 degrees to 30 degrees. All the house sizes are 30 degrees in the fixed zodiac wheel. So that would be the Four of Wands. And hopefully you can see the pattern here. And then the first decanat in Leo would be Five of Wands, Six of Wands, Seven of Wands, Eight of Wands, Nine of Wands, Ten of Wands. Ten of Wands. Slow down a little bit, right? Now, as for, and know that the first quadrant on the fixed zodiac is Aries, Taurus, and Gemini. Okay. So now we're going to Taurus, which would be the, because we got two, three, four. Now we have five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. All right. But all we do is we match the element with the minor arcana. So fire. And then we have two, three, four, five of pentacles, six of pentacles, five of pentacles, six of pentacles, seven of pentacles, eight of swords, nine of swords, and ten of swords. Right? Oops. It's on my list to actually make a clear picture. There's some out there on Google Images that might be helpful, but I've noticed some of them are incorrect. And I haven't found one that I really like, so I'm just gonna make my own with the major and minor arcana. All right, moving on. The core energies of the twos. Of the Two of Wands, Two of Swords, Two of Pentacles, and Two of Cups, it's choices. And then three would be creation, all the way down to the 10th minor arcana, with the four elements would be transitions. All right. I want to briefly go over your chart and how the major arcana plugs into it. Now, each key, the major arcana can also be called keys, okay? Because they're predominant over the minor, even though the minor are just as important. Sagittarius is assigned to key 14, temperance. The planet Neptune is assigned to key 12, hangman. All right. Libra is assigned to key 11, justice. This is probably a really good card for you to meditate on and contemplate and actually investigate what some of these symbols mean. within the Cosmic Repository app that I created, I have all the symbols and labels available. It's nice to have this card around, also within your house, being a Libra. Or keep it on your phone as wallpaper. The sun archetype, planetary archetype, is assigned to key 19. Hebrew letters, I'm not going to get into those, but again, they all connect together also. Kabbalah intelligences. Yes, astrology also links into the Tree of Life. And I've actually created the symbols in the Sephiroth. We can see that Pluto is assigned to Keter. All right. Neptune to Chokhmah, Saturn to Binah, Jupiter to Hesed, Mars to Gebura, Tefereth, beauty, which is sun, Netzach, Venus, Hod, Mercury, and then Yisad, moon, Malkuth. The physical plane is actually the earth planet. Okay. But where's Uranus? Right, there's 10 planets here. Uranus is missing. In Kabbalah, there's what's called the hidden Sephiroth, which is where all knowledge that we can obtain in the physical body is placed. And so if you look over to the left, Da'at and the dotted path, that's the hidden Sephiroth. A lot of Kabbalists a lot of times don't want to acknowledge Da'at, but I actually believe that it's important to have on the Tree of Life because of a number of reasons, and I'm not going to get into my beliefs, but the thing what I want to talk about today is just the symbolism. So know that all 10 planets are, they fit nicely on the Tree of Life. Okay. Now we also have 22 paths. Path, put a dot. We have path 11, 12, 13, all the way down to 32. Okay. 32 paths. The first path would be the Sephiroth, 1 through 10, and then 11, 12, 13. All the way 32. Again, all of the Tree of Life is another very powerful symbol. It's like a map of the consciousness, of our level of consciousness. And we can see how tarot also plugs in nicely. What I've done with your strongest vibrations, I've already arranged the appointed Sephiroth, which is a state of consciousness. Okay. For example, Chokhmah, the second sphere, that's Divine Father. All right. I also include, let's see, the reflection point, and then we'll just go through the minor arcana. So your first vibration is assigned the Two of Wands, and here we can see the meanings. All right. And if you remember the first decanet of Aries is Mars energy. So we can know that a lot of these meanings are going to have Mars expressions, Aries expressions, and Mars power and force that flow through Aries. All right. So try to relate to some of these attributions with your own experiences and also with potentialities. that you would like to come forth for you to approach. All right. Aries and Mars warns against impatience, needs to maintain balance and harmony with actions. All of these meanings. Hang on, I'm gathering my thoughts here. I'm looking at the second sefer at the Chokhmah. I think it's important to know that with the Two of Wands, there's also the Two of Cups, the Two of Swords, and the Two of Pentacles. All four elements reside within the second sephiroth, okay, which is ruled by Neptune. Okay. Right. I'll go through these kind of quickly because this can be a overwhelming if Kabbalah, Tree of Life, and Tarot is not really if it's new. Okay. Again, focus on the symbols and the meanings. For your eighth vibration, now this is an action vibration. This is actually a Mars vibration also. And this is a Mars Sephiroth, Gerbera, severity, Lord of loss and pleasure. The emotional impact of disappointments and setback often results from an inability to appreciate what remains. Right? When we lose something, if we slow down and actually look around, like what it says a few lines below, to look beyond immediate losses and recognize the potential for new beginnings and healings, that's how the universe works. The universe will take advantage of empty space. Okay, as soon as something is removed, it's going to be filled with something else. So the Lord of loss and pleasure, all right, to have clarity before moving forward towards change, which emphasizes the importance of a mental and spiritual peace. So basically know what it is that you want to grow within your consciousness and move in that direction. Where your focus goes, your energy flows. Something is removed from our life, something will come in. Lord of loss and pleasure, Five of Cups. Your 17th strongest vibration, Lord of Strife. It's assigned to Five of Wands. All right. Cycles of completion, revolutionary change, or the disintegration of a previous stable system. To create conflict for new beginnings. All right. 22nd vibration. This was your restless intellectual vibration. And it's assigned the Two of Pentacles. Lord of harmonious change. Encourages the embracing attitude of change with a balanced and adaptable mindset. Focus on the necessity of flexibility and resourcefulness while navigating life cycles and transitions, and promoting harmony and growth through continuous adaptation. So with that restlessness energy that will move us forward and prevent stagnation, think it's important to remember the attitude that we carry into change. All right, 34th vibration, Lord of Harmonious Change. Oh, here's the same definitions from the previous because I copied and pasted and I didn't delete these. Probably went and got a cup of coffee or something, but I'll update that. But it's kind of straight. Oh, wait. No. I apologize. I apologize. This is why I put the reflection points. Capricorn 2 degrees, Capricorn 3 degrees. All right. Do you see this? That means it's the 34th vibration is assigned the same minor arcana as the 22nd vibration. They're only 1 degree apart. 1 degree. I don't remember right now the 34th vibration, but just 1 degree can create that harmonic orb that could be a lot different than the previous degree. Because it's a reflection point. Remember, we're magnifying the natal chart, the first vibration. So each degree is sort of going to be their own energy. There's 360 degrees defined. I didn't really have the space to put the tarot cards with the vibration, so you'll have to scroll back up and find that 34th vibration. But same, there's a theme here. Look for the elements, okay? Fire and earth on these lower vibrations. Aries 4 degrees reflection point, we have the Two of Wands, right? This is that Mars energy again. That was your first vibration, which is assigned the Two of Wands. The 37th vibration that you carry or that is strong within you is also assigned the Two of Wands. Well, here we have some air, but you're a Libra. You have a lot of air in your one vibration that you carry into this lifetime. We have the 47th vibration, the Lord of Defeat. Right? And it is a symbol for complexities of human relationships and the importance of integrity and fairness in our actions. Urges the consideration of consequences based on choices and to strive for resolutions that are mutual respect and understanding, to be aware of humility and broader perspectives that involve self and others. I recommend when you're looking at your 47th vibration or any of the vibrations, take the tarot key and put it next to the chart. Okay? You got a variety of meanings and symbols that will help consciously you embody these vibrations. They're already within you, but integration is the word I'm thinking about. Your 111th vibration, Lord of Shortened Force, to relax with an open mind and sharpen the will to persevere through the difficulties. Okay. I'm not going to read all of these. I'm just going to highlight them quickly. And then we'll move on. But here, take notice how the Eight of Swords is assigned also to the Eight Sephiroth of Hod. This is assigned Mercury. Mercury is mental body. So to train your mind, okay, you have a lot of air in your temperament. So to be able to manage, okay, and discern the ideas, to be able to create those, to use your Saturn to strip away the superficial that's not needed, all right, so that ideas don't go too far and may lead to potential what appears as failure, all right. To me, that's just using my energy elsewhere unnecessarily, because failure really doesn't exist. We're learning every day. Okay. In duality, we have created the label failure as right and wrong and success and failure, but just know that failure and sin, that just means we're learning. We're refining our choices. 151st vibration, Lord of Sorrow, symbol of the challenges posed by emotional pain and the need for healing. Okay. Difficulty of sorrow and separation appear detrimental, but is part of a larger process for learning and personal development. That's what I just got finished reiterating. It's very true. Surrender and confront the painful experiences to learn from them and grow consciously. This card is very powerful because, and it's in the second decanat of Libra. All right. Which is, let me think. Libra, second decanat, third Saturn. Yeah, so Saturn is exalted in Libra also. So this, as difficult as this card may seem, we need that Saturn energy, okay, to sort of beat us down and build us back up. Here we go with 214th vibration, Lord of Material Works, symbol of successful manifestation of creative endeavors through diligent work and collaboration. Right? And the rewards, earthy rewards, will come from disciplined efforts and the practical application of knowledge and talents, which lead to accomplishments. Here we see Saturn again in the state of consciousness of Bana, which is also the Divine Mother. All right? Tune in to the Divine Mother. All right, Lord of Material Gain for the 222nd vibration. That's within you. So go through these. I'm not going to read each one, but I will read the title. 224th vibration is the Lord of Joy. Okay. You have this 224th strong vibration within you. And here we also have the 236th strong vibration within you, which is again Lord of Joy. All right. I would like to mention how joy, right? A lot of times with joy, it's sort of like our childlike behavior is playing out. Okay. And so we can call that joy. And here, to cherish the simple pleasures and enjoy the present moment while being mindful of lessons and joys of the past. Right. But while we're joyful in the moment, we can also prolong this transmutation of the way we think that produces joy, which will reshape our environment. Right? Joy is a very high vibration, and if our thoughts are very joyful, then over a period of time, that transmuted way of thought, which in psychology is cognitive behavior therapy, right? Then our thoughts will move into our words and then into our actions. All right, Lord of Pleasure, 256th vibration, the Four of Cups. All right. Hesed is the fourth Sephiroth, and this is, it has Jupiter. This is where the benevolence of Jupiter and the gifts are provided. And so your 256 vibration is assigned the Four of Cups. All right, we're getting up towards your stronger vibrations, the 309th, which is the Lord of Oppression. Okay. Symbol for intense effort required to maintain control over situations. Now, this is, remember, the 10 cards are transitioning cards. 2 through 9, they have their meanings, but the 10 is transitioning, so it's more like we're moving from one octave to another octave, one cycle to a new cycle. All right. The 10th Sephiroth of Malkuth. This is Earth, the physical plane. This is our kingdom. This is where we create experiences. This is where we learn and investigate the choices we make and the experiences we create. 312th vibration, assigned Lord of Perfect Success. Okay. It's in the 26th, it's in the third decanat of Pisces. It's the 10 of Cups. 313th vibration is Lord of Perfected Work. 320th vibration, Lord of Illusory Success. Now, what does that mean? Well, think of a red rose, desires, and how we truly have to experience all of our desires until we reach the point where we want to not experience that desire anymore, that particular desire. Okay. Could be indulgence. Right here it says overindulgence and pitfalls of seeking unrealistic dreams and fantasies. Well, how can we know what desires we truly want unless we experience them all? Okay. That's part of the human experience. This is how we learn discernment and clarity. All right, we choose differently. Going back to the red rose, if we actually look at you can see it up in the Zoom window, the fool, he's holding a white rose. Okay. He's purified all the desires. He's experienced all the desires. A red rose represents there are still desires to experience. A white rose means he's experienced it all. That's why he's at the edge of a cliff and he's ready to begin his new journey. Right? Think of the 10 cards in the minor arcana transitioning to a new world, to a new reality, to create new experiences on a higher octave of or a higher layer, a new world. Okay. All right. Let's see, where are we? Is that correct? 320. Okay, your strongest vibrations are last. So we have the Lord of Oppression again for your 345th vibration. And then the 358th vibration, Lord of Earthy Power. All right. Your second strongest vibration was the 305th as a seven of wands. A lot of fire, right? Have you noticed that? A lot of fire cards. And then your 269th vibration, your strongest vibration, the strongest orb within you, Lord of Valor. And we talked about that one already. I do have tarot cards. I've created these myself, and the minor arcana I colored personally and had them printed out. The major arcana, they were colored back in the 1970s. And I thought the original authors did a good job, so I kept this design. But if you're interested in tarot cards and using the symbolism for your subconscious, right? Then those are available. Just cosmicrepository.store. All right, we're going to close with nothing more than the intelligences that flow through us, okay, and how the symbols coincide with these states of consciousness. Again, think of the planets, since this is more about your astrological wheel and your strongest vibrations. But I try to give as many symbols as possible. Even if it doesn't make sense to the conscious mind, at least your subconscious is now taking a snapshot of this. Okay? Your subconscious is it's receptive to it, even if the conscious mind doesn't understand it, and that's fine. Quickly go through these. So the 11th path is the fiery intelligence, which is assigned key zero, the Fool. Okay. I'm not going to get into the Sephiroth in depth. This is just about symbolisms. Key one is assigned to the 12th path of wisdom, transparency intelligence. 13th path, key two, High Priestess, united intelligence. All right. I also briefly want to talk about the what's assigned to the major arcana. So going back to the 11th path, the Fool, the planet Uranus is assigned to key zero, the Fool. Key one, Mercury, is assigned to the Magician, which is assigned to the 12th path, transparency intelligence. Key two, uniting intelligence. The moon is assigned to key two, High Priestess. Okay. Key three, illuminating intelligence. Venus is assigned to key three. Key four, constituting intelligence. The Emperor, Aries. The zodiac sign Aries is assigned to key four. Key five, the Hierophant, eternal intelligence. Venus is assigned to the Hierophant. All right. I go into detail about these intelligences in the Cosmic Repository app. I even have some lectures that I've recorded, but again, focus on the symbolism today. Key six, the lovers, is assigned to the 17th path, disposing intelligence, and Gemini is assigned to key six. Cancer is assigned to key seven, the chariot, house of influence intelligence. Key eight, strength. Leo is assigned to key eight, spiritual activities intelligence. Key nine, the Hermit. Mercury is assigned to key nine. Okay. Intelligence of will. So Mercury is assigned to key nine and key one. There's only Mercury and Venus, which is assigned to two major keys. Key 10, rewarding intelligence, is assigned to path 21. Jupiter is the assigned planet to key 10. Key 11, Justice. This is a Libra card. Okay. Key 11, Faithful Intelligence. Venus is assigned to key 11. Oh, excuse me. No. Libra is assigned to key 11, Justice, right? Venus is the ruling planet for Libra. Okay. Saturn is exalted in Libra. Key 12, Stable Intelligence, assigned to path 23. Neptune is assigned to key 12. Key 13, Scorpio is assigned to key 13. The Imaginative Intelligence, path 24. Path 25, Intelligence of Probation. Sagittarius is assigned to key 14. Renewing Intelligence is assigned to path 26. And key 15, the Devil, is assigned to key 20, path 26. Saturn is assigned, excuse me, Capricorn is assigned to key 15, the Devil. Key 16, the Tower, exciting intelligence. Mars is assigned to this key. Key 17, the Star, natural intelligence. Aquarius is assigned to the Star. All right. And last four. Key 18, the Moon, corporeal intelligence. Pisces is assigned. Collective intelligence is assigned to the 30th path, and the Sun is assigned to key 19, which is titled the Sun. Perpetual intelligence of the 31st path, key 20, judgment is assigned, and Pluto is assigned to key 20. And key 21 is the other, I told you that there's two major arcana, I mean, two planets assigned to, we have Mercury assigned to key one and key nine, the Hermit. Well, yeah, and then Saturn, disregard that. Saturn is true, but I'm trying not to confuse you even more than what I may already have. But Saturn is assigned to key 21, the World, okay, administrative intelligence. This is the 32nd path of wisdom. All right. And that is all I have today for tarot. Now, sometimes I wonder if it's even helpful if I include tarot and Kabbalah to this degree, because I kind of said at the beginning of the video, it may seem like we're veering off a little bit from the astrological wheel. But the way I present as much as possible in symbol, this is just how I do it. Okay. Time is not a factor for me. But when it comes to quality, that's very important. All right. The quantity, not so much, but the quality of what I present is how I would want it presented to me. Now, take what you can use and leave the rest. Try not to be overwhelmed. And just know that you have your strongest vibrations to work with. You have a lot of symbols, a lot of meanings, and then just keep an open mind and actually feel the vibrations. Okay. You don't have much water. You have mostly fire and air. So you have the active principle. You have more masculine principle than the internal feminine principle, which is more receptive. So getting things done, and you're very smart, a lot of air, You're going to move quick. But with it's important to know that emotions and feelings sort of will validate transmutations of thought, which raises our vibration, and also create transformations for our self and our environment. Okay. Now, the last video, which will be tomorrow or the next day, we're going to shift back to astrology, and it will be your transits, your progressions. I'll go through the month of October, November, and December, and the energies that will be either flowing nicely or be more square and opposition and more red. And we'll see what happens, okay? All right, that's enough. Thank you.